From Vermont Public Radio, this is The Frequency. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. It's Monday, July 13th. Today on the podcast...
Who knows, this virus may wind up being a blessing for small towns.
First, today's headlines.
The health department has reported 14 new cases of COVID-19. Of those, 9 were identified in Chittenden County, 3 in Grand Isle County, and 1 each in Rutland and Lamoille counties. 2 people are currently hospitalized with the disease. And starting today, the State Housing Authority and the Vermont Housing Finance Agency will accept grant applications from renters and mortgage holders whose incomes have been affected by the pandemic. The state's planning to distribute $25 million to renters and homeowners who might otherwise face eviction or foreclosure. State officials estimate that as many as 13,000 low-income renters already have overdue payments.
Governor Phil Scott is asking Vermont pharmacies to take on a larger role in COVID-19 testing. He says even though Vermont has one of the most successful coronavirus testing programs in the country, the state will need more testing infrastructure to avoid a resurgence of the disease.
I'm asking Vermont's pharmacies and their parent companies to move as quickly as possible to join in this effort for their customers, staff, and all Vermonters.
That was Scott speaking at a press conference on Friday. He notes that some pharmacies are adding testing programs soon, including Kinney Drugs in Newport this week, and he says a Walgreens in Essex will also begin offering testing services later in the month.
The town of Enosburg Falls in eastern Franklin County has been knocked down more than once. 15 years ago, a fire destroyed a historic downtown block. The region's dairy economy has suffered for years. Businesses closed, and the number of empty storefronts grew. But in the last few years, Enosburg Falls has been climbing back. Tourists come to bike on its popular rail trail, volunteers have spruced up the village center, new businesses have opened. And just when things seem to be on the upswing, the pandemic hit. But as John Dillon reports, the town hasn't given up.
Forget what Robert Frost said about fences making good neighbors. Fences turn you away. They don't invite you in. Just ask Jim Cameron, Enosburg native and now one of Enosburg's biggest boosters.
For 15 years, this had a 4-foot chain link fence all around everything you see, all the monuments, all the cannon. That up until a month ago, it had to stay out of here, you know? It was this high.
Cameron is on a walking tour of the Enosburg Falls Village Center. He stops at one of the prime accomplishments of a local volunteer group, removing an unsightly fence around a World War I monument on the village green. Now the monument, with its statue of a soldier and memorial to those who served, is encircled by a waist-high metal black railing. You can easily lean over it for a close look at the flowers or the names on the memorial. A small improvement, perhaps, but one that was part of a larger strategy to make the village more inviting to walkers, cyclists, to anyone who wants to linger in the shade.
So this area right here is designed to lose 2 parking spaces and to create a walking plaza into about here with tables and stuff so people who are visiting can come and sit and visit and look at things and feel wanted here.
Cameron says Enosburg's story and challenges are like those of so many Vermont communities. He grew up here in the 1960s. His parents owned the local grocery store. But malls and chain stores sapped the downtown of its commerce and vitality as locals drove to St. Albans or Burlington to shop. Younger people also moved away, a demographic decline seen all over the state.
We're struggling. Jobs aren't here. And when jobs aren't there, people are moving somewhere else.
A project like bringing life back to a village center needs more than one spark to light the fire. But Cameron seems to supply both the flint and the steel. He says he sometimes needs prompting to talk. Don't believe him. He's a natural storyteller with an easy laugh. He also describes himself as a facilitator and administrator who thrives on human contact. That you can take to the bank.
In March of 2017, we put together a half-page piece of paper and handed it out to a bunch of businesses and people and said, we'd like to talk about how we can make Enosburg better. Literally 3 sentences or something like that. And we got a little over 30 people, 32 or 33 people showed up, which is more than show up at town meeting.
That was the beginning. Meetings with town and state officials and the Preservation Trust of Vermont followed. Grants were written to fund planning work to revitalize the village. And other people got involved, Perhaps the most notable is a person that Jim Cameron describes as the yin to his yang.
Quincy, Quincy, hotelvermont.com. Yeah. Terrific. Thank you very much.
Betsy Dorminey takes a reservation for her small hotel in Enosburg. She's a Southerner with roots in Franklin County. Her grandfather was the county agent here in the 1920s. She loves old buildings and historic renovation. That love led her to the Quincy Hotel, a rundown building on Depot Street.
It just seemed like a project to take on, you know. I hadn't been looking for it, but it kind of found me.
And when Dorminey was looking for someone to direct the renovation, she found Jim Cameron, who runs a construction management company. Cameron says the Quincy project was another catalyst helping Enosburg's revitalization. He also renovated a building nearby, the former Fruitland Grocery, that now houses a thriving veterinary clinic. Dorminey says, despite its rough edges and still vacant storefronts, Enosburg has a lot going for it, especially as people look for places to go in this time of restricted travel. And the village center is most everything you need within walking distance. Banks, a grocery store, restaurants, even the middle and high school are in the village.
Plus, right across the street, that's the rail trail. And that's 27 miles of a walk in the country. So in 5 minutes from here, I can be on this path in the woods looking at Jay Peak and the Missisquoi River. And that's pretty neat.
So, like many Vermont communities, Enosburg hopes to build on the recreation economy with the rail trail, the river, and a nearby ski area as major draws.
Hello.
Good.
How are you?
Well, I'm from Vermont Public Radio. My name's John Dillon. Uh-huh. This is Elodie Reed.
And the trail does draw people here, along with needed business, to a store called The Great Outdoors, just off Main Street.
When I go home at night, I take 105, and seeing people on the rail trail, it's always a joy to know it's being used and people are out there.
Mary LaRose has managed The Great Outdoors for 5 years. The place does a good business in kayaks, bikes, and bike repairs, like flat tires.
Yes, I can do front tires. My boss does the back tires.
LaRose says she's noticed the changes in town. The planted flowers, the aesthetic improvements to the park, the new businesses. But she says Enosburg needs a lot more business to really get back on its feet. And that's the consensus of some lifelong Enosburg residents, members of the local historical society who have gathered in the parlor of the Quincy Hotel.
Barb, this place is so different.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the women lived here in the Quincy as a child. Together, they have a perspective that spans generations. They've documented Enosburg's time as a booming commercial center. A patent medicine company here brought wealth and prestige to the village. Betsy Reed, whose father was once the town doctor, says the place will never be what it was when local stores were thriving. But she sees a bright side in the current pandemic.
Who knows, this virus may wind up being a blessing for small towns. You know, as the malls dissipate, it may be that we'll be back into small local businesses again.
Betsy Dorminey sees an opportunity in COVID as well. People are looking for safe places, she says. Vermont, with its low infection rate, is attractive for those who want to move from crowded cities. In her day job, Dorminey is a labor and employment lawyer. She says working remotely has always had a mixed track record among both employers and employees.
But COVID made people really motivated to make it work. And that frees a lot of people up to move to some place where they don't have to be within daily commuting range of whatever job they've got.
Enosburg High School principal Joseph Donnerum says for young people like his students to stay here, they need something more than a rail trail, good neighbors, and a pretty village.
Vermont's a pretty special place, and I think a lot of the students share with me that they would like to stay here. They just would like to have more opportunities in the workforce.
The pandemic, he says, brought people closer in a way, even as they had to learn remotely. For example, many people in town joined in high school graduation celebrations, he says.
So we're looking more and more how stakeholders in town in different special interest groups can help support what we call the future bloom of this town. COVID has really shined a light on the need for the integration of school and community.
The pandemic also hurt businesses and slowed the revitalization effort. But Jim Cameron and Betsy Dorminey agree with Principal Donnerum. They say, if anything, the crisis has shown the importance of vibrant small towns in Vermont's post-COVID future. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency. We had reporting today from Peter Hirschfeld and John Dillon.
We always love to hear from you, and you can get in touch by emailing us at thefrequency@vpr.org. You can also find us on Twitter at @thefrequencyvpr.
As always, our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you tomorrow.